Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk about his latest film called The Post, local director, writer, actor Justin Hunt is joining me this morning, and he has brought along some of his fellow actors from this film who we'll be talking to in just a moment. But Justin, good morning, and welcome back to KSJE.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yes, you've been busy, busy, so.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, but good to see you.
And you as well, buddy. Yeah.
This film just opened, about a week ago, correct, all around the state?
On Friday, it opened in 6 states on Friday.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so talk to me a little bit about The Post.
Oh yeah, there's a lot to it, but at the core, it's a revenge thriller that's set in Central Texas, and it's got some aspects of high school sports, although it's not a sports movie. It's got some aspects of social media and kind of questioning the boundaries and the behavior on social media, and it's really steeped in the dynamics of a family that's dealing with a loss, and then of course you add a little bit of mystery and murder and revenge, and according to a film festival in Los Angeles, a dash of horror, because we won an honorable mention award at a horror film festival. So, I mean, we're trying to appeal to all genres, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot packed into it.
Yeah, we do.
There's a lot going on. I want to play the trailer for everyone to give them an idea of exactly what we are talking about, and then we'll come back and introduce our other guests this morning as well. But here is the trailer from The Post, which is showing now here in Farmington and also in Durango and elsewhere across the West. So take a look at the trailer for The Post.
Our top story this morning. For the second time in just over a week, a Rayford High School student has been found dead.
Authorities aren't saying just yet how the boy died, but he is a second Rayford teenager to be found dead this month.
Have you heard from your brother at all?
We're looking for the father of Jake Sanders.
So they found this kid's body in the park yesterday morning?
Some of the posts were mentioning a video.
I'm sure if there was a video, it's probably gone.
I know how hard it is for you, but Jed, I need you back here.
What I do know is this. If he keeps digging, he'll end up burying himself.
We just found another dead body in Rayford. I know what you've been up to. How could you put us in this position?
I can't keep having these dead kids popping up all over my town, Jerry! God damn it!
Post.
Ooh, I want to watch that. That looks good.
Right. I think that's the point, isn't it, of a trailer?
Yeah, but that's the idea.
Nice job. Yeah. And so, as we saw, there's a little bit of everything in that in this movie. And this is another feature film length movie of yours, Justin Hunt. Maybe a lot of folks know you from your documentaries, but I know it's not your first feature film. And so, so how was it putting together something like this? This is certainly a lot more complex, maybe, than your last feature film.
Yeah. Obviously, it varies quite a bit from the documentary stuff because, you know, as most people know, you say they know me from the documentaries. They also know me from being on TV with you a long time ago.
Well, yeah, that's ancient history. That was when we were in black and white.
We both had dark colored hair at that time. you know, documentaries were really an easy transition from being a news anchor into it's just a long news story. This is a little different because this came from the weird, dark, deep recesses of my brain where I can make things up. And so, you know, you have so much more control over the story. Not only that, but you're controlling the environment and you're controlling the characters as opposed to a documentary. So this is the point I've been wanting to get to for a long, long time. And although we did, you know, we did Far Too Far in 2014, this is just a different level of professionalism. I mean, the talent that we have, including Kim and Lance that are with us today. I mean, we have an unbelievable cast of people that are very well known from other television shows and movies. And so, yeah, it's just a different monster, but it's one that I really, really enjoyed, honestly, far more than the documentary work.
Nice. Well, and again, it seems like there's some maybe social media themes in this film that maybe send a little bit of a message to your audience, or at least maybe you hope it does.
Yeah, and you know, if you really look at the films that I've made, I mean, this is the sixth one, and if you look at the films that I've made, they all do that. They all
Yes.
take on a topic and challenge a topic and challenge people to take a bit of a reflective look at themselves and ask some questions about, you know, their behavior and social behavior and, you know, every movie that I make, I want people to walk away from it asking themselves some questions and starting dialogue with other people. And I think this one absolutely does that.
Right. What's been some of the reactions from the opening weekend? Have you heard from folks who went out to see it? And
and
what are they saying?
I've heard a lot of great things. There's some great reviews starting to pop up on Rotten Tomatoes. I think my favorite thing and the most common so far is this side door compliment of, oh my God, you made a real movie. Like, well, yeah. Like, what do you think I was doing? You know? And so I think people are a bit surprised by the level of quality, the level of context, in the film and just the production value. And I think from what I've seen and the things that people have said, both publicly and privately in messages, is that it really started a dialogue within, you know, whoever in their family or with their friends or with their partner or whatever. And so we're doing exactly what I was hoping to do.
Nice. Well, I think anyone familiar with your work can see that I think each time you've done a project, whether it's a documentary or feature film, you've raised the bar on the quality, on the folks you have involved with the pictures, on some of the technical things, all of it, from graphics to special effects to everything. And I know that's not cheap to do, but you've done it every time.
No, it's not. It's not, but that's the whole, you know, that's a big mantra in my life is every project needs to be better than the last one. And we're already starting the next one and it's going to be better than this one. But you look at like all of the football stuff in the post, even that you see in the trailer. I mean, that was a football game that we shot that had maybe 400 people in it. And now it's got 40,000. I mean, the visual effects are stunning in this when it comes to the football stuff. And so, yeah, we just keep trying to get better and better and better. And by the time I'm 80, I should be able to make a really good looking movie.
Well, I think you've already achieved that. But all right, let me get to our other guests who are with us this morning. I want to come back to the football game in just a moment because that, I believe, was shot locally. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But I want to introduce our other guests who are with us this morning. Kimberly Bigsby is here. She is the character Brooke Sanders in the film. Good morning and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. It's great to see you. And you have been in some other programs that folks may be familiar with, a little something called Better Call Saul.
Yes.
And a show called Succession. So nice to have you here. Also,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Lance Hunt is joining us as well. He is Dickie Burnham in the film. Lance, good morning to you.
Scott, how you doing?
I'm well. Someone that I've known.
That's a good-looking kid.
Someone I've known all of his life. Right, yeah, there. Look at that. Exactly.
Kind of crazy to think about.
Uh-huh. Lance, let me start with you. How was it working for the old man?
Well, you know, it's got its ups and downs. As far as a movie project, it was fantastic. Like, I really felt that I was in a position to where I wasn't just Justin Hunt's son in his film. I felt I was given the equal opportunity, just like every other actor, actress, to really try to shine in my role. And so it actually eliminated the fear factor, we'll call it, of, you know, being on camera. And for sure, for specifically like some certain scenes I shot, I was just all excitement because I believed in the project so much. I believed in my dad so much, and it finally felt like the energy in the universe was coming together right, and I was just so glad to be able to be a part of it and try to do the best performance I could.
Very good. Overall, a good experience for you then.
Oh, absolutely loved it. Won't forget it.
Nice. And what tell us about the character that you played.
Yeah, so I'm Dickie Burnham. I'm the number one receiver in the state, and yeah, we're going to try to take it home this year, get that state championship.
All right. Very good. Excellent. Yeah. All right. Justin, any other things working with Lance? And your daughter's in the film too, we should mention, Abby.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a family thing, I would think, in some scenes perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's one of the things that excited me about this interview too, because Kimberly, you don't know this, but Scott actually put both Lance and Abby on the news the day they were born. That's how long we've been involved with each other. And so, you know, I was excited for Scott to have Lance on and to do this with him. But in regards to shooting the film, I really can't verbalize how special it was to direct them and to work with them on the professional side. But on the personal side, it meant so much because, you know, they've watched how hard I've worked over the last 15, 20 years to get to this point. And so on the personal side, we were able to celebrate what we were doing together as well. And that was very special. And the thing about them both is, you know, Abby showed interest in playing Penny, but she had to audition like everyone else. And so she was up against about 25 to 30 other girls. And it was the casting director that made that decision. And same with Lance. I mean, he had to audition and he just killed it. I mean, it was an easy decision. My kids are not. So when they got there, you know, just maintaining the professionalism, and they knew we were doing a job, and when we weren't shooting or when we were off, then we enjoyed it. But when we were shooting, was so proud of their level of professionalism. And, you know, as a dad, I was nervous how they were going to perform, but to watch them and the way that they held their own and brought value to the film, I don't have the words for it.
Nice. Well, and you've worked with Abby before in Far Too Far. Had you worked with Lance before on a project?
Lance did some cutaway stuff in some of the documentaries, but also, you know, he's fairly seasoned. I mean, he was in Stranger Things season 4. He was in another film. I mean, he's done some stuff as well. So they kind of knew what they were doing when we got there. Yeah, this was just a different level. It was just different and exciting. And all three of us enjoyed the hell out of it.
Sure. Well, I don't know how anyone could be related to you and not know anything about film. So it just maybe comes
that's
through
true.
Kind of osmosis, yeah. I think, almost. But that's great. Kimberly, I want to talk to you a little bit about your role. It seems like it was pretty intense.
Well, yes. I'm the content of the film is very intense in general. And, you know, the character of Brooke is dealing with not only the loss of a son, but just sort of the falling apart of this family and having to be that person to kind of be the glue and keep everyone together. And, you know, Justin created such a lovely experience on set where everyone really felt like family. So, you know, Justin and Lance and Abby were both in the film, but everyone sort of as a collective group kind of came together to do their best and bring their artistry. And there's so many talented people that work on this film. And I think that that kind of vibe on set really allowed all of us to go down the road of this tragedy, you know, that this family's having to deal with, and all of the things that we deal with in society now with social media and just kind of the vile choices that people make sometimes in the name of being seen on the internet and being famous in some way. And so yeah, this is, it's a terrible story of, well, it's a lovely story, but it's a wonderful film about, you know, what you do in those moments where you're at your darkest and how you stay together as a family and how you sort of navigate through those dark waters. And so it was a really, really fun and tragic circumstances at the same time. But I think everyone's connection to the story and the film itself and just each other really allowed the actors to kind of fall into those places.
And from the trailer that we saw, it seems like a lot of emotions in this film, a lot of ups and downs. And as you're explaining, I think, too, and I wanted to ask you kind of what it was about the part that made you say yes. Was it, what was it?
You know what? It was, I'm a mom as well. And the thought of losing a child and the thought of just what today's society kind of, all of those things that we didn't have to navigate when we were younger and the things that our teenagers are going through and all of that. And I just thought that it was a really interesting look into the struggle of a family and the struggle of parents trying to keep their kids safe in this kind of unknown world. And obviously I loved the story and I loved the thriller of it all. And I just thought that it was a really fun project, but at the root of it, I mean, it's how to be a good parent and protect your kids and, you know, the big scary world out there that we're all trying to kind of navigate together. So I leaned into it in that way, and I was excited to work with Justin and Angus Bedingfield and all of these other lovely actors that were a part of the film. So it
looks,
was a no-brainer.
Yeah, a lot of talent on that screen that we see in the trailer and in the film, of course, and a lot of folks that really add their talents to making this picture what it is. And so kudos to you and everyone who worked on the film. I want to go back to Justin and ask you a little bit about writing the script for this, because you are the writer and the director. And so it seems like, did you have a kind of a vision, Justin, of what you wanted the final project to look like as you were writing the script? And I don't know how long ago you started writing this. Probably it's taken a while, right?
Yeah, it would probably surprise a lot of people. I actually wrote this script in 12 days. But there's a caveat to that in that, you know, writing a screenplay, if you do the work up front in regards to knowing what the story is, knowing what the ending is, you know, outlining your beats and your inciting incidents and your plot points and all of these things, if you do the work up front, the writing is not that, it's not as hard. You know, you can't just sit down and say, I'm going to write something and do it. You know, the idea is a culmination of a couple of things. One was just, I was on a road trip and I was bored. So I'm like, I'm going to make up a story while I'm driving. But there are other things that I saw, one of them being about 5 or 6 years ago, no, probably longer than that. Lance, you probably remember this, but when we were in Colorado Springs, everybody kept posting videos of like fights, bar fights and high school fights and, you know, kids fighting. And I finally said on social media, if you post a video or share a video of people fighting, then I'm done. I'm going to unfriend you. I'm not going to follow you. I'm not going to whatever. Because that just nauseates me that people not only enjoy watching it, but stand around and video it. And so that kind of played into the idea, as well as some horrible stories I heard about some high school ball players in another state. And so that all just kind of came together and created this goulash of drama that I turned into the post.
I got it. Understood. Well, and I think there's a lot of budding writers out there that might be amazed to hear you say that you wrote this in 12 days, but you've had that idea kind of rolling around for a bit longer than that, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had the parts in my head, but I didn't really have it together until I was on that drive and said, oh, I wonder what I would do in this situation. And then what if we did this? And what if we added that? And, you know, another part of it, too, is being practiced at writing. And, you know, I did that for 10 years with you. I mean, I started at 18 years old writing for television and learning how to write with brevity and learning how to, you know, it takes a lot of work to write a screenplay and to write it lean and crisp, and you know, comprehensible and still stay sharp. So the practice of doing what I did working with you was a big part of that.
Well, and it was a great time that we had working together for a number of years, more than we'll probably admit on this program.
Yeah, let's not talk about how long. Yes.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We were just children. So that's true. But for folks maybe who aren't as familiar with your work, I mean, again, you are a San Juan County native. You graduated from Bloomfield High School. You spent some time here at San Juan College. You worked at Channel 12 with me for a while. You worked in Roswell for a while in television. And I think a lot of folks have been following your work for a long time. We won't say how long, but you really made an impact on this community and moved on to other places. You were in Arizona for a while, you're in Colorado for a while, and now you're back in New Mexico. And so, but you seem to kind of want to spread the love when you do a project. I know you shot some of this in San Juan County, right?
Yeah, and that's a great point because, you know, a lot of people have watched me grow up, basically. I mean, I went on the air for the first time when I was 18. And so people have been watching me for a long time. And so where that comes into play here is the community support that we get shooting this. Like, folks don't realize we did shoot two regular season games up in Aztec thanks to the help of the Aztec Tigers. And then Bloomfield came over and they were the opponents in some scripted football stuff. And, you know, having people come to the game wearing black. I mean, they got a huge crowd the night that we shot the game, people wearing black. Like 30 people brought signs that said, "Go Rayford Tigers," because that's the team in the script, which probably made Durango and I think St. Mike's, the other team they were playing, wonder what in the world was going on and who Rayford was.
Right.
But, you know, they don't realize, like, letting us use the stadium, letting us shoot the games, giving us an opponent to play. I mean, that's $250,000 worth of value in production value because we'd have to rent a stadium to get extras, to buy uniforms, to get players. I mean, and it's because people have supported what I've been doing for so long. And that's why I'm so grateful. That's why I do what I do to try to give back to the community. Like, I went up to Aztec on Friday because the two teams that we used in the movie were Aztec and Bloomfield, and they were playing each other in the stadium that we shot the film on the night the film opened. So yeah, I'm going to drive 3 hours to go say thank you to the crowd. And so, you know, I could not have accomplished what we've done up to this point without the support of that community in that area and all the towns in San Juan County.
Right, right. Well, and we can certainly, as you say, maybe try to pick out the stadium, although I don't think it looks the same, right, with some of the extra special effects that you did. But some other places we can maybe pick out from the film, some parts of Burg Park, perhaps, and other places in the county that you maybe used. But you also shot this film in and around Albuquerque, too, right?
Yeah, primarily in Albuquerque, and then we shot a couple of scenes down in the Las Lunas area. But, you know, we used San Juan Regional Medical Center up there. We used the San Juan County Detention Center. We used the beautiful private residence. And everybody just jumped in to help make that possible.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Well, and again, I think the community support also helped maybe get it on the screens at the Allen Theaters, as well as other screens around the country, too. You've asked for community support for that.
Yeah. And boy, did they come through. Yeah. So we're in three Allen Theaters right now. And of course, I'm anxious to hear any moment now how the weekend went, and maybe that will lead us to get into more Allen Theaters. And then we also are in theaters in Texas, Kentucky, Indiana, and Wyoming. And so, you know, this first weekend's huge, and hopefully we're in a lot more in the next couple of weeks.
And this is part of kind of producing an independent film, that it really does take community support to try to get these into the theater chains and things like that, even the smaller chains. That's really the way you get to an audience, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, I mean, Kimberly can attest to this as well, because her husband is in television, I think, primarily, but has done this as well. And independent film getting into theaters, it's such an uphill climb, because it's so hard to get them to take you seriously, or to, you know, to show you the respect to put your film in their theaters. But, you know, we're just really pushing to try to get the snowball rolling and create that credibility and make it so obvious that people not only want to see the film, but enjoy it, that, you know, theaters want to put it in there and make money. That's the whole idea. So if they know that people want to see it and they're going to come see it, it's just harder for us to prove it and interest them than it is for these major motion pictures and studio films that come out.
Sure, sure. Let me ask Kimberly that question. Kimberly, again, you're dealing with some of these independent films and getting them into theaters for audiences to be able to see. Is it kind of a struggle if you're not a known entity, maybe?
I mean, definitely. The way that the business is now with, you know, large studios kind of at the helm and all of that. But Justin is doing such an amazing job at really reaching out to all of those theaters. And you do have to go through those one-by-one entities. But the more eyes that are on the film and the more theaters that kind of open their doors, the more traction that the film gets. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's wonderful. It's 6 states already being rolled out on an independent film. You know, having to do that legwork kind of yourself and with your own team is a big feat. And so it's really exciting that more theaters are excited to host the film, and we're hoping that it rolls out all over the country and everyone has a chance to take it in. And the fact that we were able to do it in New Mexico and have that community support was everything. It's so wonderful, and it's such a beautiful, thriving film community in New Mexico. And it's really special that this film really utilized an entire, you know, local cast and crew, and it was wonderful to see that. So it's not surprising that, you know, those communities are coming together to help push the film forward into theaters as well.
That's a good point. Yep. You do have some experience working in New Mexico in the film, yes, and television industry, and so you can maybe see that a bit more than maybe others, maybe the uniqueness of this burgeoning movie and television community here in our state.
It's very special, and there are very, very talented actors and creatives and artists in the New Mexico community, and it just makes me so happy that it's starting to thrive so greatly here, and utilize all of the talented people that you know, call New Mexico home, and I hope that it just continues to grow, and it's already one of the largest film markets in the country, and, you know, the more that happens and that spotlight gets shown on the New Mexico community, the more films like The Post that get to come out of here and, you know, really do the state proud.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very true. Lance Hunt, I want to come back to you and ask you if you've been to the theater yet to see your performance on the big screen.
I have not yet, just because, like I was telling you earlier, I'm in Arizona, but I have been telling every Arizonan about the movie. Trying to get them to come watch it.
Good.
And I know that there was potentially something in the works of, you know, getting it out here with different theater chains, and one of them being out here in Phoenix. And so once it does get out here, I'm going to have everybody I know be a Tigers fan if they're not already. And I'll definitely be taking parties of people to go see the movie.
Nice.
Especially the people I've worked with, they were with me kind of the whole process, and I work with very open-minded people, so they were very not only accepting to that, but they thought it was cool. They were genuinely interested, and you know, even if it's not what they would expect from like a movie like this, a movie with such a powerful message, they can feel how much how do I want to say it? They can feel how energizing it makes me, and that makes them want to watch it too. So I'm excited to get this part of the region up on board with the Tigers.
Right. Very good.
Well, go ahead. Lancer, though, you did see it at the premiere here in Albuquerque. So tell Scott what it was like seeing that.
No. You know, right.
Yeah. I totally forgot. We saw it. It was fantastic. I was more on a personal note, I was just more floored with everybody else's performance and how cohesive the project came together. I was very, very proud of Abby. Very excited to see how she did on the big screen, especially after watching her in 2014 in Far Too Far. That was a big, just a big time jump. Mm-hmm. It's like, that was only 7-8 years ago, but it seems like she grew 20 years. So it was, there was a lot of reflecting with, you know, how far my dad's come along, how far, how much Abby's grown up, but then also just how strong my dad's word is, not necessarily just what he says he's going to do, but the people he gets to help do it with him. And so I was happy to say that I was able to watch it twice in the theater and be able to still fully escape into the experience as opposed to, you know, just waiting for my part or, you know, anything like that. It was very awesome. And so I can't wait to see it a third, fourth, fifth time out here once it starts airing.
There you go. Very good. Well, excellent. Well, Justin, we're just about out of time. Is there anything that the community can do to keep it in the Allen Theaters for a longer run, or what are you hearing? It's here as long as the audiences keep showing up.
You're such a good journalist because you know exactly what I need you to ask me.
Checks in the mail.
No, we didn't talk about this beforehand. You know, I actually posted I posted something today about that. It's so important right now, because we're trying to get that traction that Kimberly was talking about. We're trying to get that snowball rolling. One is go out and see the movie. You won't be disappointed. It's a really good film, but not only that, but post about it, tell people about it. Because, you know, we don't have a $3 million marketing budget. So what we have to depend on is people telling others to go see the film. And then, you know, also hop onto Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb and review the film and, you know, tell people what you thought and hopefully give it 5 stars. And, you know, because the people outside that community are the ones that are looking at Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb to see what people think. So go see it, first of all, and then just do your best to tell as many people as you can to go do it as well. That not only helps us get into more theaters, but it probably will get us a longer run in the theaters that we're in right now.
Very good. And then I guess the other question, it's 2023, so are there streaming opportunities beyond the theater run, or am I getting ahead of everything?
No, you're right on track. We actually have an agreement with a sales agent called Motion Picture Exchange, MPX, and they are handling the streaming sales for us. They're preparing that as we speak. You know, which is why it's so vital that, when we get into these film festivals, we post it, or when we get a great review, we post it, or when good things happen, we're posting that, because that gives them ammunition to go and do the best they can with the streaming sale. But it absolutely will be streaming. I couldn't tell you when, but, you know, and the more theaters we get into, the better that positions us when we get to that point. And so it's so many things are dependent on each other, and it all kind of starts with people going to see the film, telling others about it, and writing reviews.
Got it. And it starts with a solid film, I would think.
I hope so. Yeah, because I'm going to feel pretty dumb if I tell everybody to do that and then they don't like the movie.
Who would do that? Nobody.
So far, so good.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Justin, been great to catch up with you and talk to you and certainly see your son and your daughter in this film. And Kimberly, thank you for joining us and lending your expertise and talent to the film and your love of New Mexico. It's great having you all on the program today. Much continued success to all three of you.
Thank you,
Scott. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining me. My guest this morning from The Post, now showing at the Allen Theaters in San Juan County. My guest right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.